Mishima Ceramic Technique by Kevin. Mishima Ceramic Technique. Definition, tools, and methods. The Mishima Ceramic Technique is a traditional Japanese inlay method where slip, underglaze, or contrasting clay is embedded into a base clay body after incising the surface with sgraffito at the leather hard stage. This process allows for the creation of highly intricate designs with sharp, clean edges, which are difficult to achieve with other techniques. Mishima is ideal for adding fine detail and contrast to your pottery. Mishima ceramic tools, needed. Underglaze or slip, for inlaying into the carved designs. Metal rib, to scrape excess underglaze off the surface. Sgraffito tool, for carving designs into the leather hard clay. Wax, for wax resist techniques, to protect areas from excess underglaze. Foam brush, to apply wax smoothly. Sponge, for cleaning the surface after applying underglaze. Three popular Mishima techniques. 1. Traditional Mishima technique. The traditional Mishima method uses sgraffito and underglaze on leather hard clay to create clean, inlaid designs without the need for wax. Here's how to do it. Steps. Carve your design. When your piece reaches the leather hard stage, use a sgraffito tool to etch your design into the clay surface. Apply underglaze. Fill the carved lines with slightly watered down underglaze to ensure smooth application. Let the underglaze dry. Wait until the underglaze dries and loses its shine. This ensures it stays within the lines. Scrape off excess underglaze. Use a metal rib to gently scrape off the excess underglaze from the surface, leaving it only in the incised lines. Be cautious not to scrape too deeply and risk damaging the design. Pros: no need for wax resist. Less time consuming. Cons: risk of scraping too far and damaging the sgraffito lines. Uneven layers can occur if too much material is removed. 2. Mishima wax resist technique. The wax resist method involves applying wax to the surface to protect it from excess underglaze, reducing the risk of scraping away your design. Additional tools needed. Foam brush. Apply wax to the leather hard clay coat. The surface of the clay with wax using a foam brush and allow it to dry for 30 minutes. Carve the design. Once the wax has dried, use your sgraffito tool to carve your design into the wax-covered clay. Apply underglaze. Fill the carved lines with watered-down underglaze. Let the underglaze dry. Allow the underglaze to dry for about 5 minutes until it loses its shine. Clean the surface. Using a damp sponge, gently wipe away the excess underglaze from the wax surface. Be sure to rinse the sponge frequently to avoid smearing. No risk of overscraping and damaging your design. Takes longer due to the drying time for wax. Requires additional tools and supplies. 3. Mishima slip. Wax resist technique. This method uses both slip and wax resist for even more contrast and creativity in your designs, allowing for the use of two colors to increase visual interest. Slip or underglaze. Apply slip or underglaze. Apply slip or underglaze to the leather hard clay and let it dry until it also reaches a leather hard stage. Apply wax. Once the slip dries, apply a layer of wax to the piece. This step is crucial for creating a smooth surface. Carve your design. Use your sgraffito tool to etch the design into the wax-covered slip or underglaze. Apply a second layer of underglaze or slip. Fill the carved lines with watered-down underglaze or a contrasting slip color. Let it dry. Allow the underglaze to dry for about 5 minutes. Wipe away excess. Use a sponge to wipe away the excess underglaze from the waxed areas. Allows the use of two contrasting colors, adding more depth and interest to the design. No risk of scraping too deeply. More time-consuming due to wax drying time. Requires more tools and supplies. Conclusion. The Mishima ceramic technique is a versatile and highly creative method for adding detailed inlaid designs to pottery. Whether you choose the traditional technique or a wax resist method, Mishima offers a precise way to bring your intricate designs to life. Each method has its advantages, allowing you to choose based on your time and design goals.